Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Friday, Kirst.
Good Friday, Amy.
It's not Good Friday, it's Happy Friday. Last week was Good Friday, today's Happy Friday.
No, I've been saying good every day.
You started off saying happy. Have you swapped to good? Remember last week we were saying we'd end up going like happy, 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 happy. I think you've lost your nanas. Listeners, tell us.
Well, have we been greeting you tell us.
With Happy Friday or like Happy Thursday or Good Thursday? I think it's happy, but you think it's good.
I'm confused and also don't care.
Oh, I love it. That's kind of true. Who cares? Hello, lovely community and listeners. It's Friday, the 17th of April. Had to actually check that.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. How is it mid-April?
Because we've been in isolation for a month.
5 weeks. Is the Revels. We're just shy of 5 weeks we've been in ISO, which is pretty impressive that we're all still alive and happy.
Yes, it has gone very, very quickly.
It has. So we're going to talk about Lego today, but Kirst, you saw something on social that you thought would be great to have a little bit of a natter about. Have you got that in front of you?
Okay, so you've probably all seen it on the interweb and Facebook. It says, we are all in the same boat. We are not all in the same storm. So for some people, it's sprinkling. This is a break. It's a breather. It's a pause in the normal. It's time to reconnect with family and slow down. Honestly, it's kind of peaceful. For some, it's a storm. It's a bit scary. It's disruptive. It's enough to make you stay up and watch the news and worry. And for some, it's a hurricane. It's tearing at the boards. It's pulling off the roof. It's washing them out to sea. It's dark and unknown. It's life-changing. It's not wrong to be enjoying the sprinkles or enduring the storm, but please don't negate the difference. Rest with family, but don't minimize the hurricane engulfing your neighbor. Laugh at the meme, but get on your knees for your friends. Get in someone else's storm.
Oh, not only, do you know, can we credit that to
so
anyone?
That was so powerful for me. I really, I was like, yes, that rings true for me. How about you, Amy?
Yeah, I just wanted to say first, can we credit that to anyone? Do we know who wrote that?
I do not.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine. It rings true for me, and it is quite it's freeing in the sense that no matter which of those scenarios, of which of those storms it talks about, that's okay. And I think there's such freedom in saying, I am in the really bad storm and someone else has got the light sprinkle and the sunshine rain, and it's a sun shower, and that's okay. So I think for my family, we're probably in a sun shower. So we're all healthy. Cal's still able to work his 3 days from home. He's was due to start a new job this week. And that has been not even put on the back burner. They've just said, I'm really sorry, we can't go ahead with that role at the moment. We'll maybe think about re-talking about it in like September, October, but don't hold your breath. So there's been financial pressures. Obviously, I can't be in seeing clients, but I feel like as a family, we're pretty resilient to those type of things financially. And so it really has been a sun shower for us. We're enjoying being home. We're baking. We're playing board games. I haven't worn a bra in a month. Like it's good days for us. We're nervous because Elijah has respiratory, what's the word? He's not immunocompromised. He's like respiratory compromised is maybe how you'd describe it. So we're kind of just conscious but not concerned. So how would you describe it for you, Kirst? What does your storm feel like?
It feels similar to you in some respects. I feel like our day-to-day life hasn't changed too much. Obviously, I'm not working. Obviously, Simon is working. Sorry, I'm not working in people's homes. I am working. Simon's working from home on Zoom meetings, and the kids have adjusted fairly well to homeschooling, and now they're on holidays. And so our everyday life hasn't changed too much. I think that it hasn't been all rainbows and sunshines in our family, though. Like, we're not doing lots of, you know, it's not a proper holiday. It's just not. So I feel that, but then I've got lots of friends and lots of people on social media who it is a real hurricane for. So it's been challenging in this season just to hold space for people as well, and to be excited for the people who are being like super mum and being awesomely creative and being able to be all the things that they wish that they could have been.
Yeah, all the mums that are doing like pre-prepared snacks and little signs that are like school canteen and then like big whiteboards with colour-coded. I'm like so impressed but not aspiring to join them.
Yeah, and it's been really interesting, you know, the last couple of days. Victoria have gone back to school, and obviously I've got loads of friends in Victoria, and not everybody, but lots of people have been like, oh no. And sometimes my response has been, yeah, that's what it was like for us 3 weeks ago. Like, weren't you listening to us 3 weeks ago? So it's been funny and interesting, and interesting to watch, and as I said, hold space for people and to be very compassionate in that other people's experiences isn't mine, and that is okay.
Yep.
And not to minimize anybody else's experience, but also acknowledge that I don't have to be super happy and super excited. And I don't have to be in like tearing my hair out. This is the worst thing ever either, if that's not my experience. Mm. Like, just trying to be compassionate towards other people and be not feeling guilty for however it is that I'm feeling on a particular day.
Yes. Grace and freedom.
Mm.
Yes. I love that grace and freedom don't stop being our core when it comes to the world being in a pandemic, that grace and freedom override all, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So today we want to talk about Lego. We've got a whole episode on Lego, so we'll link to that in the show notes, but more about what Lego looks like in ISO rather than the existing Lego, which was our episode was just like normal life before we knew this was happening. So, Kirs, have your kids been playing with Lego in ISO?
Yes, but only on school holidays, which is yesterday and today and the other day. So not for very long. They have not been playing Lego for very long. But today, yesterday, the other day, sometime this week, Groundhog Day, Amelie got into creating her own little house and her own little rooms, and she's even got like a cute little sneaky hole for the rabbit to escape out into the backyard.
Oh my gosh, that's Lego the cutest
house. Yes, that's boredom awesome. Is Lego's friend.
It totally is. I think it's such a good time to rediscover your own Lego collection, whether or not you're a family that uses booklets or not. My kids were always booklet kids. They weren't the creative types. Like Emily clearly is, that she could just make her own thing. But it's a great time just to get all the Lego together. Mm. So if you feel like you've got Lego in lots of different places, it can be really helpful to bring it all together, bring the booklets together, and just maybe you might say, hey, we're going to do a 1-hour Lego competition and we'll see who can build. Lego Builders is coming back on the TV apparently in the next couple of
Lego
weeks.
Masters,
that's what it
Sunday.
Is.
Sunday.
Oh, really?
Sunday night. Yep.
Excellent. Only a couple of sleeps. So I think it's a great time to rediscover your Lego And also a great time that if your kids are in ISO and they are not interested in playing with their Lego, and you get a month or two or three into ISO and you're going, why aren't they even interested? It might be a good time to sell your Lego as well.
Yeah, tell us about that, Amy. You're on a selling Lego binge at the moment.
Yeah, so I've actually partnered with a friend of mine, Andrew Kitchen, and the two of us have quite extensive Lego collections, and he's even purchased online some bulk Lego sets and made up sets from within that, which is kind of clever. But basically what we've been doing is assembling and putting together all the sets that we have, so with the instructions and all the pieces. And then any pieces that are missing, we've actually been ordering them. So there's a website, I think it's called Bricklink. I think that's what it's called. And we've been ordering the missing pieces from all over the world and then making sure the sets are complete. And now, just in the last couple of days, we were planning on having a garage sale, like a Lego sale. ISO has cancelled that and we're now selling it online. But it means we're able to sell complete sets. So it may be, you know, my kids are pretty good. We've only had to purchase a few pieces, and Andrew and I have been swapping pieces. So if he's missing a piece, he'll text me and I'll find it in my set and send it to him, and vice versa. So it's been a bit of fun to do that. But it has taken hours to make the sets, but that's also hours of creativity and hours of engagement and hours of fine motor skills and hours of time with the kids. So for us, it's been a lovely little venture. And my kids are 12 and 13. They are not into Lego. Lots of kids that age still are, but mine are not. And so, yeah, it's all listed for sale. And, yeah, hopefully it makes some other kids in ISO very happy and entertained.
Yeah. Can't wait to see how much you make from it all.
Me too.
I'm inspired to check with Ollie to see if he wants to sell his stuff, because he's got thousands of dollars worth of Lego and he's not so into it anymore, but we'll see. Maybe it will inspire him to get back into it.
Yeah, well, Ollie might be interested. So our boys have been selling Lego for about 5 years. They started off with the sets that were like the novel sets. Like for them, when they were kind of really lower primary, like prep and grade one, they got a lot of Ninjago. That was kind of the Lego of the season. And my kids were not really into Ninjago Lego once they'd made it the first time. So I would say, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, our kids sold all their Ninjago and made a couple of $100s. And so maybe Ollie would say, well, I'm not ready to get rid of my Star Wars, but I am ready to get rid of Lego City. So it might not be that you want to get rid of all of it, but it might be just some categories. He's like, I just am not interested in that. So maybe that would be of more interest to him.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
And what happens if, great, great advice, lovely. What happens if you are the type of family that get rid of the Lego instructions?
You can download them. So if you just Google the set number, if you know it, so let's go into this a little bit. So if you know the set number, you can just Google it and say, you know, Lego set 74842 instructions, and you can download them as a PDF. So then you can either send them to someone who buys them or download them and print them, whatever works for you. If you don't know what the set number is and it's, say, a Lego City, often the cars will have a little number on the side, like a police car number or a utility truck number or a digger number. That 99% of the time is actually the Lego set number. So if you've got a piece that has a number on it, like a sticker, that is probably going to be the Lego set number, and you can again just Google that and download them. Then it also gives you the ability to check you have all the pieces rather than just trying to remember if you have the pieces. And if you have like just Lego sets and you don't know what sets they are, you don't know if they're whole sets, my recommendation is to find the most odd looking piece. So the most random, unique piece that you can possibly find in a bunch of Lego. So there's two options for what you can do. You can get a microscope, not a microscope. What are those things called that make things bigger? Magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. Don't mind me. There is a tiny, like tiny piece number on Lego pieces, not on Lego figurines, but on Lego pieces. And you can find that, put that into BrickLink, and it will tell you what sets that piece is in. So the reason for finding a unique piece is that it will have less set options. And then you can use that list to actually to figure out which set it comes from and then build it and get the instructions that way.
Awesome. Love it.
Yeah, so hopefully that is helpful. I just think ISO is the perfect time to either be playing with your Lego and just getting hours and hours of fun out of it. Use it for maths. Get your kids to find, like, if you get one piece that you say, well, that's the equivalent of one unit. Now, kids, can you find a half unit or can you find a three-quarter unit and use maths? Or you might do it for art. You might say, I want you to make a creation completely out of greens or completely out of yellows. Like, there are so many different ways that you can use Lego in ISO just to be creative in your learning and teaching, and hopefully to give your kids a couple of hours of entertainment so you can sit and have a cuppa and scroll Insta.
Or you can just not do any of it as well and just get rid of the Lego.
Yes. You can just sell it in bulk lots. So online, there's lots of people that will sell Lego by the 500 gram pack, and it's just random Lego. So that is another option. There are lots of kids that like playing like that creative play that your kids can do, Kirst. And so you might just go, I'm just going to sell it in 500 gram bags.
Yes.
And I'm not going to give it any effort. I'm not going to download a booklet. I'm not going to find a piece. I'm not going to order a piece. I'm just going to flog it off or give it to someone.
Oh, yeah. I was actually just talking about creative with Lego on top of like trying to do that whole grace and freedom when it comes to Lego and teaching your kids using Lego.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've never done that. I've just seen it on Pinterest. But you totally could if you wanted to.
But it
do
is
as I
also,
say, not as I do.
Yes, but it is also a great way of selling Lego is just doing bulk yeah. selling too. So
yeah.
It's up to you and what inspires you and also what you need in this season.
Mm.
Whether you need money, whether you need time, whether you need creativity, what do you need?
Oh,
figure
that's
out
great.
What you need in your unique family and your unique situation.
Kirst, what you just said, I think has to be tomorrow's episode. What do you need in this situation and how does each thing serve you? So you said money, time, or entertainment. Was that the three things you said?
Yeah, creativity. Yep.
Creativity, that's right. So, oh my gosh, Kirst.
Good.
So when it comes to food, do you need to be conscious of money? Do you need to be conscious of time? Or do you need to fulfill
talking.
A need for... Okay, yep, okay. Sorry, I'll hold it all for tomorrow. I just want to say how good that, like, that's a real insight and revelation. So, yay, go you, go your brain.
Go yours for picking it up.
We're a good team, aren't we? Should we keep being business partners?
Yeah, maybe.
What's your gratitude today?
I am grateful for a week ago. No, it wasn't. It was last Saturday night. I hopped on a Zoom meeting with my girlfriends and we just had a hysterical laugh time together. There may have been too much alcohol consumed by some people, but it was so worth it and worthy, and it was very funny. And one of my girlfriends was laughing at my home office setup because I moved from my normal seat in front of my computer to my couch seat, mm-hmm. my lounge seat, and then it just looked very staged, because it is, but not staged. It's just how I have my office. But she thought it was very staged for Zoom meetings, and she was just having a good old laugh at me.
That's great.
So yeah, it was a fun couple of hours hanging out with my girlfriends who I haven't seen for obviously too long, but then also too long in real life as well, like even before ISO. So it was lovely, 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 lovely. What about you?
I love that. I am grateful for Australia Post still being an essential service and still being out there in the community and doing their thing. I'm grateful for Sophie at my local post office, who I've got to know over the many years that we've lived here. She's always just fun to chat with at the post office, and it's been great because we've been posting lots of book orders, plus I've been posting some of the Lego stuff that we've been selling. So I'm grateful for that, as well as the postie guys, like both the postie and the delivery guys, who have been coming to our door with all of the things that we've been needing delivered, so we didn't have to go to the shops to get certain things. So kudos to Australia
Have
Post.
You done any nudie runs?
No, I've been wearing my pajamas though every time they come. Does that count? And I was in Pilates the other day when a big order of our books came, and so I had to quickly, like, very red-faced, go out and receive our delivery.
We had lots of response. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go and listen to Saturday the whatever, the 11th?
The 11th.
Maybe. It's called Towels. And, yeah, Amy talked about doing a towel run. So
yes, we've
nobody
lots...
needs that image in their head, but
we've
it
had
is
lots
now
of people say
everybody.
It was their favourite episode we've ever released. Like, multiple people
yes,
have been like, that was the funniest episode I've ever heard you girls leave. So if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen. It's called Towels, which is so benign and boring, but it is a funny one.
But it isn't boring. It's very funny because Amy shares way too much information, and probably I do too.
Yes, we go a little bit TMI, but it's all good. Thank you for joining us on the Good Friday.
Happy Friday.
Say Happy Friday. We will be back in your ears tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.